All right, so you ready for this conversation? We caught up with the Bringer of Rain earlier today. He's got a new four-year deal in Minnesota. 4 years, almost $100 million. Like that? He was waiting for that cash and that term for a long time. He finally got it. He's at a golf tournament down in Orlando, and I began by asking him, what's the protocol on the road during the season? Golf season in the spring and summer. Are guys allowed to bring their clubs on a road trip? Here's what Josh Donaldson had to say.
Yeah, I think some guys do. As a position player, it makes it a little bit more difficult because we were ultimately playing every day. Pitchers can kind of get away with it a little bit more. But normally for me, that's not something I do.
Is that a troll job if a pitcher rolls in and says he got on Augusta or something like that? Does that rattle your cage? Do you want to hear that during the season?
Oh, I wouldn't say it rattles me, but I think it's actually pretty cool. I don't necessarily envy playing one out of 5 days, but sometimes there are its perks to it as well.
So you sign on with the Twins, you get that long-term deal. That's been a topic of discussion up here for a long time, dating back to when you were a Blue Jay, and then you move on to Cleveland, you go to Atlanta, you sign a one-year deal last year. You get the extension, it's big money. Does that feel like it validates your journey and proves that that's what you've been worth this whole time?
Well, I mean, I think my numbers kind of speak to the value that I bring, and ultimately the amount of years that I've been to the postseason proves my value as well. The contract's nice, and it allows me and my family to be financially independent. And at the end of the day, you know, this is going to be my 13th year professional baseball. And for it to kind of come to this, and where we're at now, I feel very grateful and fortunate for it.
With Josh Donaldson here on Overdrive, you had 37 home runs a year ago, and you're heading to a team that just set a new major league record. They hit 307 on the season. Are you guys expecting to break that record again? Is that your goal this season or what?
I mean, honestly, I don't really think of numbers like that. I try not to even set numbers because to me they're limitations. At the end of the day, I think you try to do whatever is possible to help your team win that day, and that's always been my goal.
Last season you were in Atlanta. You had a great year, bounce back season because you were healthy and you performed greatly. You got back to the playoffs, and you deserved that contract, but not surprisingly up here, Alex Anthopoulos gave it to you. You guys were connected to the hip up here in Toronto as two of the faces of those runs in 15 and 16. What was that like, rekindling your relationship and re-signing and playing with or for Alex down in Atlanta?
Yeah, I mean, it was nice. I mean, I was very fortunate to be put in that situation for where Alex felt that there was a need for me to be a part of the Braves organization last year. Obviously, Alex is very involved with the team. Him and I developed a relationship throughout my tenure in Toronto, and you know, I think ultimately he valued what I bring to the team, not just on the field but off the field as well, and that's why it was nice to kind of bring that chemistry back together in Atlanta, and I really enjoyed being able to be a part of that organization and with Alex again.
With Josh Donaldson, there's a report out there that John Gibbons is in line for an interview down in Houston in the coming days. If he were to place your name on the sheet of paper as a reference and Houston called you up and said, Josh, tell us why we should hire John Gibbons, what would your answer be?
I think Gibbons, he's a player's manager, and he really just tries to listen to what the players are saying, and you know, really knows how to mesh with a lot of different guys on from a lot of different backgrounds as well.
Obviously, the story in baseball these days is what happened in Houston, what happened in Boston. Now that we know that they were cheating, that they got clipped for it, does that affect the way you feel about those two teams?
I mean, I don't know if it affects. I don't really know. I haven't really investigated it, I guess you could say, myself. So I don't really know a lot of the circumstances as maybe some other people do. At the end of the day, I felt like Major League Baseball has already implemented rules for where you can't do that type of thing from just the roundabout stuff that I've heard. So it's not really something to me that's an issue. As of today, maybe it was an issue in the past. I don't know all the details.
I feel like that's going to be a topic of discussion going into the season. But when you're in the off season, how much are you looking forward to just getting to spring training, maybe getting the big topic, the big discussions out of the way, and just start playing again? You know, get closer to the opening day of the season and just start playing so you can put behind you, or the league can put behind you, the distractions that sometimes pop up during an off season.
I mean, it hasn't been a distraction for me because I haven't really paid attention to it, to be honest with you. So that's not really an issue for me. I'm sure there's going to be some organizations that have to pay attention to that and try to corral what's going out there and get a hold of it. As I said, as far as I know from last year, there was already rules that were implemented to where you couldn't do those sort of things. So. But as I said earlier, I don't know the full extent of all this.
We'll get you out of here on a Toronto question. Now that you're back in the American League, you're going to be rolling through Toronto a lot over the next 4 years. How often do you look back on your time here? And obviously it was a great run. You won an MVP. And how much do you look forward to being able to play down at the Rogers Center more in the next 4 years?
Yeah, I mean, I really did enjoy my time there in the organization. And ultimately, you know, I fell in love with that city. I mean, Toronto is, to me, it's one of the best cities in North America. Fans were amazing. It's just one of those deals where I enjoy going back there. You know, last year was special for me to be able to go back there. And, you know, I look forward to going and playing every city, but that definitely holds a little bit more excitement for me.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in spring training once the season gets rolling. Congrats on the new gig and the new contract down in Minnesota, and we'll see you up here in Toronto in the summer.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Josh Donaldson of the Minnesota Twins. And the Twins have 307 home runs last year, an MLB record, and they add a guy in Josh Donaldson who had 37 a year ago. And if he can stay healthy, you know he's hitting 30.
Yeah.
Right? But they need
four
pitching.
4 years and that money.
It's a big commitment. I think there's a Minnesota tax. Like, Minnesota's like Toronto. It's not New York. It's not LA.
Right.
It's not Boston or Chicago.
Yep.
You know,
it's cold weather tax for sure.
Yeah, and it's we're not a high profile team, but every once in a while, if we're good and they have been good, the owner will say, "All right, I'll give you the money, but you better spend it now."
Right.
And it's like, okay, Donaldson's here; he'll take it. If he stays healthy, he's still a great player. He had a great year last year.
Yeah.
But that's the big if.
That's a rich contract,
million.
Though. That's rich at his age, technically. Now they must have done some due diligence.
It's almost like
on
he deserved
body.
That. 3 years ago. And
he deserved that from the Blue Jays.
Right. In 2015, after he won the MVP, instead
right.
of taking him to arbitration, they should have said,
million.
Here's a five-year, it would have been more at that point, like $150 million deal or whatever.
Right.
And then he'd be back up again
after
this upcoming season, but didn't happen. And teams are allowed to use the CBA. And like Marcus Stroman still going through arbitration every year. He signs a one-year deal and has to go back out there and prove it.
Well, they see something in him. I think they want to make him earn it.